Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
It is good to be with all of you. And folks, I'm so excited to have been given the gift of serving each of you as your pastor. I'm extremely excited to begin. And I'm incredibly grateful as well to Monsignor Schumacher and to all the really good staff here at St. Wendt's as well for helping make the transition so smooth. It really shouldn't be that easy, but they've been great. And I want to thank all of you as well. I want to thank you for your beautiful faithfulness. Day after day, welcoming Jesus into your lives, into your families. For your guys' deep goodness, for your generosity, for your joy. That stuff, that joy, that generosity, that goodness, that's the kind of thing that actually changes the world. Because it's the Spirit of God alive within you. St. Paul is speaking about that in today's reading. It's actually the life of God. It's the love of God, the Holy Spirit, within you. And it's alive. And that's shown day after day in your goodness, your faithfulness. That the Holy Spirit is alive within you. And it's alive within the church, within his church. So thank you. In the coming weeks and years, we'll get to know each other a lot more, won't we? But I want to give you a little snapshot of who I am. I grew up on a simple little farm just outside Hazleton, southeast of Bismarck. The town's like 250 people. Graduated with 9 kids in my class. Real huge, I know. But small little town, down right on the edge of the sauerkraut curtain in Emmons County. Down where all them German Russians are at. It's tick German Russian country. That's where all the vetters are from, too. They think they rule the roost down there. Let me tell you. And there we were. The Shea family, an Irish family, not a drop of German-Russian blood in us. My dad's side is where the Irish comes from, and my mom is German-Hungarian. She actually grew up in Richerton, this part of the world. And I didn't know if we'd make it down there, because we didn't know how to play pinochle, didn't know how to make Coogan, none of that. But we managed to survive. And you know, I spent most of my days growing up working on the farm. It was hard work, but it was good work. Working with the hands in the dirt, because we had a ranch and a farm. And so I spent most of my days growing up milking cows, fixing fence, picking rock, making hay. I'd make tons of hay in the summer. There was one time, well, I was really good at breaking my dad's machinery. Really good at it. There was one time I was mowing hay in a ditch with this old 420 John Deere tractor, and I was coming down it, and I go over this culvert. Now, the grass was tall. You could hardly see it, right? I went over this culvert, and it was about 6 feet tall, and my tractor went down, and she bounced and came down, and the whole front end crashed in the middle. He wasn't too happy about that one. But this was growing up on a farm, and it was a good life. And the faith for us growing up, it was kind of in the soil. It was kind of just a natural part of life for us. We went to Mass. We prayed the family rosary. And you know something? I actually never thought about the priesthood at all until a couple years after college. I was doing grad studies at Oxford in England. And God called my heart, and I fell in love. I fell in love. I entered the seminary, did my studies in Rome, and I've been a priest now for 7 years. 7 years, man, it goes by fast. The last 4 as a chaplain of UMary. Don't worry, I can cheer for the Blue Hawks too. And now, as your guys' pastor. What do I want to do as your pastor? What's my mission? What's my hope? It's two things. First, I want to help you to fall even more deeply in love with Jesus Christ. To encounter him, really encounter Jesus, the living Jesus in the sacraments. I want you to experience the freedom and the joy that he brings to any place within your life where there's still sadness, where there's still fear, where you still feel burdened, where there's an emptiness. I want to walk with you there and to bring into those areas the resurrection of Jesus. I want to pray with you there and pray for you there so that Jesus can bring back to life those areas of fear, burdenness, sadness that are still within our hearts sometimes. That you might be fully alive. Really, truly, fully alive. That this is what Jesus wants for us. It's what he desires for us, both in this life and in eternal life as well. And that's what it's all about. It's all about heaven. Because that's an eternal life that never ends. The second thing I want to do is I want to eat your food. I'd love to encounter you, of course, here. And that's in a beautiful way. But I also want to be with you in your homes as well. And it's not about the food. We could order pizza. I don't care. It's about the friendship and it's about families. I want to get to know your families. I want you to get to know me. I want to play your kids or your grandkids in basketball. And if you're still young enough and you feel like you got some basketball left in you, I want to play you. Now, I'm going to crush them. I'm going to beat them really bad. But maybe I'll keep the game close just to keep it interesting. But in the end, I'll win. But I remember growing up, and maybe once or twice a year, we would have the priest over to the farm for supper. There are 8 kids in our family. Our house was always a mess, but it don't matter. One of our pastors, who used to be in Dickinson, Father Jeff Swack, when I was young, my brother and I, when he came over, we'd go out in the front yard and just play catch, play baseball. And you know, we were able to see the priest as a real person. And the faith became even more real in our lives. It's just a beautiful thing. The pastor of a church brings you Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. And the pastor of a church strives to be the presence of Jesus in your midst, among you. I couldn't be happier to be your guys' pastor here at St. Wendt's and to have been given the incredible gift, which is each one of you guys.